The Urbanist is brought to you in association with the Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. Saadiyat Cultural District, Abu Dhabi, is a beacon of hope and inspiration. A catalyst to spark growth and collaboration with museums and experiences, where art and science and nature and technology coexist.
The belief of Abu Dhabi that culture is the backbone of our society.
Stay tuned for a special episode of the show, in which you can hear His Excellency Mohammed Khalifa Al Mubarak explain exactly why and how Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi is the perfect place to collaborate, create and innovate. Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi, proud partner of The Urbanist on Monocle Radio.
When Terminal 2 of the Bengaluru International Airport opened, people wondered if its design had carried the garden concept too far. But as countless weary travellers feel the calming effect of its natural surroundings, it seems the design may have been another triumph in the growing collection of transit oases. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Geetanjali Krishna touches down in Bengaluru to experience the wonders of natural airport design firsthand.
As a frequent traveller, like everybody else, I've also always seen airports as necessary evils, places where one tries to spend the minimum time necessary. But a recent visit to Bangalore International Airport's terminal in a garden has kind of changed my mind. This verdant building with its bamboo interiors, living walls, hanging gardens and even a nascent rainforest not only soothes the anxious traveller, but it also makes the building much more sustainable than conventional structures. My first impression of the terminal was disbelief, because instead of the usual buzzy frenzy that characterizes all airports, I was greeted by a hush and then a gush of cool, humid air. When I said as much to my cabbie, he said very proudly, "We Bangaloreans are so happy with our new terminal. It's the perfect gateway for our garden city." And it is indeed. Instead of artificial lights and functional furniture found in most airports, Bangalore's Terminal 2 has a gorgeous ceiling made of cross-laid layers of bamboo that filter light much like a garden pavilion. There are massive glass windows that let in natural light and offer views of the lush gardens and a serene lagoon outside. Once you clear security, you'll find yourself in front of a gurgling waterfall. And then you'll walk past tall living walls, brimming with crotons, peace lilies and other tropical plants. Ahead are the retail and food areas, which are also artfully designed in local materials like granite and rattan. Overhead, there are massive bells covered in plants which are suspended from the ceiling. Scattered all around are art and craft installations that showcase Bangalore's skills and raw materials, some traditional and others not quite so. I spot a herd of lifelike elephants peeping out of a cluster of trees. They've been made with lantana, the invasive thorny shrub that's taken over many an Indian jungle. And they're here to draw attention to the danger posed to local biodiversity by such exotic species. But Bangalore's Garden Airport is not just a pretty place that gives travellers an immersive experience of the city's ample natural charms. Its use of local, sustainable raw materials, its natural lighting and the huge variety of plants makes it one of the country's most sustainable airport buildings. Here's how. The lagoon acts as a rainwater reservoir and helps to reduce the building's water requirement. Its interiors use bamboo, which is fast-growing and easily renewable, and this has reduced the amount of concrete and metal in the building. This is really important because the United Nations Environment Programme estimates that the bulk of emissions from the construction industry come from concrete and metal, The multitude of plants and trees that have been integrated into the building's design also help to regulate the temperature, air quality, and humidity inside. And it's not just Bangalore. Airports that are designed to let nature in have become part of the stopover experience across the world. Singapore's Changi Airport features a rainforest with a waterfall, while Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport has a rooftop garden called the Airport Park, which has shrubs, trees, and even recorded birdsong. But at Bangalore's T2, the birdsong and biodiversity is absolutely real. It's 3,600 plant species, 7,700 transplanted trees, and 10 distinct ecological habitats. The airport campus is now home to an altogether different type of aerial traveler. It has over 300 types of butterflies and moths in its gardens and lagoon. And recently, it saw a return of the fireflies, which had been missing in the area since 1985. There was so much to see that I actually almost forgot that I was there to catch a flight to Delhi. As we take off, I wonder if airports and air travel can ever really be sustainable until aviation fuel becomes cleaner. But there's no doubt that India's Garden City's Garden Terminal, which is designed for people as well as nature, is a good takeoff point.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Geetanjali Krishna and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.